And since it's the last Tuesday of the month, we turn to the final bit of today's program, and that is Sadie Kay is back with her skewed take in life in her monthly humor column, Sharp Pains. And this one is a funny one. This one is called Foot in It.
Picture the scene. Daddy in the BC times. That's before COVID. On Clearwater Bay Beach, enviously ogling a group of impossibly beautiful Gen Zers. Frolicking, instead of social distancing. They're all lithe, deep tan, with sun-bleached hair and white teeth. You know the type. The type you fear your cute chubby kids will grow into. Anyway, as they play flirtatiously with the beach ball, the wind takes it and Yan Fen guides it towards Daddy. That's my husband, not my father. Wishing to appear vigorous and youthful instead of the crinkly, meat-stinking Gen Xer he really is, Daddy leaps to his feet and prepares to kick the ball back. Imagine the scene in slow motion, as I often do when I throw my head back and laugh. In the queue for the checkout at Fusion, or in the saddest part of a movie, or during a dinner party, when my host is tearfully explaining that she's just had to pop her 84-year-old mum into a care home. And the image of Daddy just randomly pops into my mind. Five smiling teenage supermodels watching Daddy as he pulls his foot back, ready to return the beach ball. Picture the moment as Daddy makes contact with the beach ball and it freaking pops. As Daddy's big toe foot claw punctures their poor ball. Imagine the looks of dismay and confusion, quickly followed by sheer, unadulterated horror that Generation X-Men like Daddy should be allowed to walk foot naked on white sandy beaches with their claws unsheathed. After the incident, I booked Daddy for a pedicure at Sense of Touch. The next time I popped in there, the manager solemnly explained to me that the beautician who treated Daddy's foot claw had ended up having to see a grief counsellor. It's not Daddy's fault. His salmon snatchers just have the superpower to grow very quickly. Daddy goes through socks like a unicorn goes through berries. He can scarify the lawn without equipment. If Daddy played footsie with me, there is every chance that I would bleed out. Plus, Daddy's feet are much too big for his body. What size are they? Well, in European sizes, they are Bilbo Baggins wearing clown shoes. And in US sizes, they are Freddie Flintstone wearing skis. Chinese people who notice Daddy's feet often ask me if he sleeps upside down from a branch. God, if only. What I'm trying to say is that Daddy has huge, ugly feet. And no, there is absolutely no truth in the old adage popularized by Julia Roberts in the Slush Fest, Notting Hill, that men with big feet have big.
Thank you very much indeed to Sadie Kay with her monthly humor column, Sharp Pains. And this one's called Foot in It. I look forward to the next one for her wonderful and weird sharing of COVID times.